And now welcome to the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Coach Trish.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Before we get into what is a big game, not only for you, but around all of FCS, and talk about how your preseason camp has gone, whether the Phoenix are healthy, and just the anticipation going into the season here.
Yeah, we've had a good camp. You know, like everybody else, you know, you've got some of the soft tissue injury stuff with guys, and, you know, you get some guys back, and, you know, as you get closer to game week, for sure. So, you know, we feel good about where we're at as a football program coming out of the, you know, last couple of weeks of practice and preparation.
We'll start offensively, seven starters back, but we'll start at the quarterback spot where you've got a veteran guy back there in Davis Cheek, but coming off that that knee injury, how has he handled camp, and do you feel like he's ready to go?
Yeah, we feel good about where Davis is. You know, we've had a kind of a program for him as far as, you know, days on, days off, and, you know, just working him back in physically, and you know, the plan's been going well. You know, Davis is getting better every day. You know, and the less he's thinking about that knee, and the more comfortable he is, then you know, he's really taken off here last week or so of practice.
It's always nice for a quarterback to be surrounded by guys at the skill positions. And we'll start at running back, where Jalen Thomas has certainly had a breakout year, rookie of the year in the conference, and then you got some other veteran guys with Sean McNair and Breland Cyphers. Talk about the running back spot and how those guys have looked.
Yeah, that's a great group right there. You know, three kids who have started football games for us over the last 2 years. So, you know, Deshaun McNair's had a great camp, really. I mean, he's really primed for a real strong senior season, and he's a back that can do it all. You know, he's got power, he's got vision, he's good catching the ball out of the backfield, he can protect, he's an every down back, and Jalen Thomas is the same way. You know, he just needs a little bit of space. He's an electric ball carrier, he can hit home runs, and Breland Cyphers has done it all. I mean, he was when we lined up against Toledo 2 years ago, our first game as a staff, I mean, he was a starting running back going into that game. And, you know, all three of those guys are good CAA running backs.
And then at the wide receiver spot, you return some guys who have played quite a few games for you over the years with Cortez and Cole. How has that position looked?
Yeah, that position looks good. It's, you know, you've got the mix of Cole Taylor, who's caught a lot of balls here. And, you know, he had a good spring, and he's had a really good camp. He's a big target, good ball skills, finds a way to create separation with his body and with his feet. And so, you know, we expect him to have a real strong season. And Cortez Weeks, man, he's been productive since day one here with us. You know, so he can run, he can create separation, he can catch. They both had really good camps. And, you know, and then there's some younger receivers as well that are, you know, coming along. Avery Jones had some big plays last season for us. Bryson Daughtry's another talented young wide receiver who's had a really good camp as well.
We're here with the Elon head coach, Tony Trucciani. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to switch to the defensive side, a group that you know very well, seven starters back off that unit, and especially strong and with some veteran guys there in that secondary with your corners with Greg Liggs and Daniel Reed Bennett. Talk about your feelings about the defensive unit headed into the season.
Yeah, we feel good about this unit now, especially up front. You know, I think our defensive line, that front's a strength of our defense. You know, returning Marcus Willoughby, who's an all-league player, our nose guard Tristan Cox and Destin Floyd, they're a bit of a two-headed monster inside there. Played a lot of snaps for us. And Torrence Williams is a kid who played more towards the end of the season last year, and he's a big, strong local kid here from Williams High School in Burlington. And Torrence had a really good spring, and he's had a really good camp. And that's a strong group up front for us on the D-line. When you look out back, you know, there's some guys with experience. Certainly Greg Liggs and Daniel Reed Bennett have been the corners here for – this will be our third season – Cole Coleman played a lot as a true freshman last year, and he's been, you know, he can play multiple positions, and that's really the thing out back right now is us finding our best five DBs and moving those guys around a little bit. Shamari Wingard's a corner who's a sophomore now, had some electric plays last year as a kick returner for us and played a little bit of corner before he had an injury that sidelined him towards the end of the season. And then our other safeties, you know, Marcus Hillman and Mac Ingram, who's had some, you know, some real good weeks in last year and was player of the week, I think, in the CAA, again, after our Furman game, you know, those are some other safeties that are productive. Right now, it's a matter of finding the best five and where they fit best in our packages.
Obviously, you face a nationally ranked opponent and a defending conference champ in North Carolina A&T as you've started to study them. What impresses you about their program?
Well, I feel like we got a good feel for what we're going to get from Coach Washington's team. I mean, they're a program that's used to winning. You know, they're gonna come out and you know, they're gonna look to run the football, and they play very good defense. You know, they pursue sideline to sideline. They've been one of the top defenses in the country, and you know, we know they're gonna give us four quarters. And this is a great football game, really, for us, for Elon, for A&T, for everyone, and you know, in our area here. You know, a lot of our kids, they've got friends they played with in high school that are on their team. So we're familiar with some of their guys. They're familiar with some of ours. It's a really good football game for us.
Do you like the challenge just sort of building off that? Do you and your guys like that challenge of not only facing a local team in your opener, but a nationally ranked opponent to maybe see where you are?
I do. And normally, you know, these openers are typically your FBS games. You know, so there's a lot of excitement with that. This one, you know, our FBS game is Wake Forest in week four, but this is a great opener. Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna have any trouble getting our guys fired up to start the season and line up against A&T because they are, you know, they're a top 20 team. They're ranked above us, so we got a lot to prove going out there.
Back-to-back playoff appearances, you know, both of the years that you've been a part of the Elon program have been playoff appearances as you guys have really built that program. Do you sense a change as you've gone into camp in regards to expectations of making the playoffs becoming a little bit of an expectation instead of even a goal?
Yeah, it has. And, you know, we've got enough older guys in this program now. So they're, you know, they do a good job of kind of horizontal leadership and accountability, and setting the standards for the program. You know, it doesn't have to all come from me anymore now, you know, because we've got some older kids who have won some games and understand what it's taken for us to get there. So, you know, but this team, this is a 2019 team, you know, it's not the 2018 team or 17 team. So, you know, we've got our own goals and our standards and our expectations. You know, they're a little bit higher, you know, and we feel like we've got a lot to prove.
Before I let you go, you certainly, your first game as a head coach, any emotions for you and what's the anticipation like getting ready for Saturday?
You know, it's, you know, you just get into a routine, you know, prepare for the game. I really haven't thought much about it being my first game as a head coach. You know, I'm more focused on the day-to-day, but it'll be exciting. I mean, I'm anxious to lead this team, you know, into a season, into a football game. And, you know, preparing for game one, you know, you know, a lot of work goes into avoiding the pitfalls, right, when you go into a week one football game. So, you know, that's what we're really focused on this week is, you know, avoiding the distractions of week one academically. You know, and then you got to avoid the pitfalls that can cost you a game one, you know, the pre-snap penalties, the turnovers, the situational football, special teams, those things. So that's what we're focused on this week, and we're anxious to get out there on Saturday.
All right, Tony, good luck at North Carolina A&T on Saturday, and look forward to talking again next week.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.